Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're back. Anyway, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Tired. But anyway, have you ever seen The Forge? Have you seen The Forge
No, I
yet?
haven't. I've seen that you saw it.
I did. Well, I didn't see it. I bought it. I
Oh,
rented
okay.
it for $20. Literally. But I was at home during the day, and I had texted my mom. I was like, look, I'm about to Venmo you because it's her Prime
Oh, yeah.
account. And I was like, I just Venmo'd you, rented a movie, but it was really good. I cried
I want to watch that
too
so bad.
much. It's very, relatable,
Yeah.
honestly, with what we're, maybe we'll do an episode on that one day.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
That would be
Give me an
fun.
excuse to watch it.
Yeah, sorry. But, anywho, we don't really know what we're talking about today.
No.
We just kind of started it. We're going to see what Holy Spirit
happens.
does
Yeah.
because. You know, but honestly, me and your mom were talking yesterday, and I don't want to go too much into it because we do plan on doing an episode of this. But, like, I've talked to so many people, like, in our circle that have just been feeling an attack. Like, some kind of warfare is
Yeah.
going on, you know? And that's what me and your mom were actually talking about yesterday before you got there, was just how the service we had Sunday was. Like, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And so it was a kiss from heaven, and because we needed that strength to finish it out,
Yeah.
you know?
Yes.
So,
Yes.
what a blast. What a blast.
Yeah. Do you want to pray?
No, I did last
Oh,
week.
okay. Okay. Okay, well, let's just pray then. Okay. God, we thank you that we're able to be in this place with you and just disciple and be together and lift each other up, God, and we just invite you into this place right now, God, and we may not have anything prepared, but we know that your words will be spoken through us, God, and we trust you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Period.
Would you like to read the scriptures that you have
Yes.
first?
So, like we said, we literally have no clue what we're talking about, so we kind of threw some things around, you
Yeah.
know, titles, really, not even just like...
And a lot of what we have to talk about is, like, it's things that the Lord has dropped in our spirit,
Yeah.
but we really need to spend time, like, praying on those, meditating,
Yeah.
and allowing the Lord to teach us these things,
Yeah.
because they are big topics,
Yeah.
you know?
And so one that we kind of threw around was, like, you know, not feeling, like, kind of feeling out of place, you know,
An outcast in the
yeah,
world.
and especially when you're newly saved, like a baby Christian, as they say, it's hard to go be out in the world and then not, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I know that you know, Jesus loves me, but it's kind of lonely out here,
yeah,
you know, and it really is, especially when you're not, like we kind of talked about yesterday, when you're not strong enough yet to be around your friends or your family who are still of the world, and you're surrounded by worldly things like drinking, smoking, cussing, all of those things. It's hard to stay firm and kind of break those habits, and you know, and it kind of feels lonely and
yeah.
like you're an outcast and that you have nobody there. It gets really lonely, and I feel like that's a tactic that the devil loves to dabble
Yes.
in, because loneliness is such a familiar, you know, everyone's been lonely, and that's like an inkling, he can just drop that in your mind and
Yeah.
just run with it, you know?
Well, and like we were talking yesterday too, like, and if we are not spiritually strong enough to be in those environments of,
take
then,
yourself out of them.
Yeah, we should lean on our Christian friends, you
Yeah.
know, like we should want to be around those Christian friends more,
Yeah.
because
Yes.
we know that, okay, the more I'm around them,
Yeah.
the more I'm going to grow spiritually,
Yeah.
which then as I grow, I'm going to become spiritually stronger
Yeah.
and all these things.
Yeah.
But then, maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's 6 years, you're going to come back face to face with that group and that atmosphere of things. And then you're going to be like, gosh, I can just exist here.
Yeah,
And it's
and you
not
can be able to show, oh, she really has changed, or he really
spiritual
has
and
changed.
Self-control.
I wonder what made him change, you know, like he seems happy, you know, he's not partaking in the things that he used to or what we're doing, you know,
yeah.
And that is leading by example and being set apart, you know,
Yeah.
and that's what being a Christian is God set us apart for a reason. So I want to read John 15:18. It says, If the world hates you, know that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, the world would love you as its own. However, I have chose you out of the world, and you don't belong to the world. This is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. Servants aren't greater than their master. If the world harassed me, it will harass you. If you kept my word, if it kept my word, it will keep yours. The world will do as the things to you on account of my name, because it doesn't know the one who sent me. So this pretty much is talking about what we just did. You know, it says, however, I have chosen you out of the world. So you're set apart, and you're going to be hated for it. You're going to feel lonely in the world. But, you know, if you feel lonely in the world, just know that you're standing a good, like, I think Brandy posted that yesterday, and I was like, that's so good. I'll go actually to her Facebook post, because I was like, wow, that's such a good way to put that. Found it. She didn't block me. I was like, I'm just kidding. Oh, here we go. When you are despised and hated because you stand for the truth, you are a very good company. Hashtag Jesus. You know, and when you feel like, oh, everyone freaking hates me, everyone's leaving me, or I feel so lonely, just know that if you feel that way with the world, you're at a very good place with God, most likely, because it's just like, when you're on the right path with God, it feels like, you know, you're going through spiritual warfare because the devil is intimidated. That's just how it is. If you feel like constantly things are just going wrong and you're just still pushing forward, keep doing that, because eventually the devil is going to realize, okay, like, I can't mess with her, honestly.
Well, and once you, as you come into that and you step into that inheritance of we are a chosen people, we are a chosen people, we're a chosen generation, you no longer operate in a mindset of when things get hard, oh my gosh, I'm going to go lay in bed and be depressed and have anxiety. No, you no longer partner with that anymore, because that's of the world.
Yeah,
it's okay to get a little just like, hey, I'm kind of like tired, Lord. But then he comes just like Sunday. I was exhausted. Like I was just telling y'all yesterday. I was exhausted spiritually. I was checked out. And the Lord came and gave me everything I needed.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Literally, people, chains breaking off in a dream. I literally heard chains breaking at the snap, at the link. Like, that's crazy. And so, once we learn to operate in that, operate in our inheritance even. Yeah. So,
and I feel like our generation especially, it's like when things get hard, we just kind of lay on our backs.
I think a misconception in our generation also is that we think that inheritance is deserved.
Yeah,
but the Lord's inheritance is earned.
Yeah.
We have to earn it. We have to be righteous.
And that's what we kind of talked about last week, is we don't deserve
anything. Come on, that was good, God.
We don't deserve anything. We don't.
No, like, we talked about that a lot here.
And like that, and I feel like that's what so many people need to know, because it's like, I know even in my testimony, it's kind of like, okay, God, like, I think I deserve a break. I think I deserve to, you know, not have so many things happen to me. But, like, I'm not saying that God's like, oh, yeah, you do deserve that. But, like, really, God didn't deserve to die, or Jesus didn't deserve to freaking get crucified, but he did it anyways, you know?
Right.
And I feel like, you know, I'm the type of person who doesn't necessarily believe that God does things to us all the time. Does he allow us to go through hardships, and he allows us to go through things? Of course, but I don't think that he like kills people to teach us a lesson, or kills people to be like, oh, it's gonna make you, it doesn't kill you, make you stronger. No, I don't believe none of that. But he will give us strength when those things happen. You know, when we're not in the will with God and bad things happen because of that, you know, he's going to turn that for us good. And we've also talked about that. But like, I feel like what I was saying earlier is our generation, I feel like, doesn't know how to fight at all. The bad things happen, and we either run the opposite direction, or we just sit there and hide.
Me and your mom were just talking about that before you got there yesterday. Our generation is scared of the bad and ugly. That's kind of, we were mainly talking about the Bible. We don't read, our generation doesn't read the Old Testament,
because
we don't
want to
know any of that. We don't want to know
Revelations,
the things that had to come before Jesus came.
Or when Jesus comes.
And that is, I ain't even going to lie to anybody. The Lord is convicting me of that right now. Because I'm learning about things that I'm like, golly, God, you were like, getting after them, son. You know, like,
scary.
But it also, it gives me this even more appreciation of, oh my gosh, he literally didn't want to have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So he sent his son to literally die for me.
Yeah.
It gives you this great different understanding. It's very important to read. Yes, we love the New Testament. We love to read about Jesus, his life, what he did for us, what that led to. Mm-hmm. But we get scared of the Old Testament, like you said, Revelation, because it's truth. What Old Testament is what we came from, and then Jesus set us free from. Revelation is what we have to look forward to if it tells you in it, if you don't live this righteous life.
And that's the thing. A lot of Christians like to water it down or beat around the bush or skip over the scary parts or like, you know, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't
understand. Those scary parts give me hope.
Exactly. Like, and they also teach you how to fight. Yes. And they also teach you, okay, like, this is literally what you're supposed
to
do.
And to teach you to hold on. I think it was Cammy, actually, on, what night was that, Wednesday? That Wednesday? Yeah. When she preached, she talked about how we need to grasp on to the Lord during her thing. And it got me thinking, like, when we hold on to something, I mean, and we're holding on tight, it's usually because we're trying to save our lives.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to save our lives. Mm-hmm. Not our lives here.
Yeah.
Our eternal life.
Yeah.
After this, mm-hmm. when we go to heaven, because we can go to heaven or we can go to hell. Yeah. I mean, it's just real. We've gotten into this mind wash thing where, honestly, religion is like, well, you probably won't go to hell. It's fine.
Like, yeah, like,
no, there's hell, and it is real, and you
and
will
I
go
can
there.
Even, I can even...
We walk around bushes when we talk about hell, but hell is literally
hell.
Like,
hello.
Like, we have got to stop worrying about scaring people. I mean, obviously, I don't tell this 4-year-old kid that, there's reason with everything, but there's also, like, you need to get the point across.
There's also truth.
Yes, and obviously what we have been...
You don't want to scare people out of hell, but at the same time, like, I mean, do we?
So, I mean, that is why we see such an epidemic of lost people.
Yeah. And I've heard growing up, you know, growing up in religiousness and, like, coming out of it, and so many people were like, you know, I hate Christians because they just shove it down your throat, or, like, they're trying to scare you. But if you really think about it, and just talking about the Bible and talking about the rapture and talking about hell and heaven, like, what do you want us to do? Like, aren't we supposed to tell people, like, hey, you know, there is eternal life, or there's eternal life in hell, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd rather tell my brothers and sisters, hey, you know, what you're doing now, obviously not shame, condemn, or whatever, but, like, helping brothers and sisters not go to hell,
right?
You know? And so many people are like, oh, you're not supposed to do that, you're not supposed to judge, and all of this. But we are supposed to have righteous judgment. We are.
Mm-hmm.
It literally says it in the Bible. To not judge by appearance, but righteous judgment. Which means that we're supposed to judge, you know, from our Father. And that, hey, what you're doing is not going to get you to heaven. Of course, you're not supposed to, you know, let's do a freaking exorcism right now.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like so many people are scared of hell, so they try to block it out and be like, okay, but hell's, like, not really real, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to convince themselves that there really is a heaven and hell, but there's no way that I'm going to go there, you know? And I'm even guilty of that. Like, I've always known that there's a heaven and hell, but there's no way that my God, my gracious Heavenly Father, who loves me so much, would send me there. But at the same time, if I'm constantly waking
up, He loves you so much that He's going to send you there.
Exactly. Like, you know? If I didn't want to spend forever on earth with Him, why would I want to spend forever with Him? You know?
Exactly.
Like, why would He make me if I wasn't doing it here? You know?
Yeah.
There's no point. He's not going to make you. He's a gentleman. He's not going to make you do something.
Right.
There's free will. And if you chose your free will to be away from Him here,
yep,
you're going to choose to not be with Him. And that's not Him being hateful. That's Him letting you chose. So that's what you have to choose.
That's you activate or operating in your free will that He literally gave us.
Because He loves us.
And
He didn't want us to be robots.
I wanted to read. It's actually the verse of the day on the Bible app. It's Proverbs 16:3, and it's the Amplified Version. Commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to His will and guidance. You know, a lot of times I see people complaining because, or not, I don't want to say complaining, just down, sad,
yeah.
kind of losing faith that they've prayed about something and it's not happening. And what are you doing after you go pray? What are you doing before you prayed?
Yeah.
Are you going out and doing drugs? Not to say that He doesn't listen to your prayers,
no.
but if you're
your
not operating in Him, right, he's not going to give you the things that you're praying for
yeah.
if you're not willing
to do the work. And
yes,
people,
being a follower of Jesus, being born again, is not just something that happens and you come up out of the water and it's all done and
magic potion,
fine and dandy. That's
genie,
I
no.
literally have just been this person that I have been reaching out to a lot because this person's lost, whatever. But she is so like praying that God will just take it all away from her, and He will.
Mm-hmm.
But there's work to be had and done with
yeah.
that.
And
it's not,
yeah.
and like I told her, He's not this magic being
Dang,
that is
but,
just going to be bippity boppity. He's not the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
He's not going to turn the mouse. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say freaking. I'm sorry.
We're passionate.
Yeah. He's not going to turn mice into horses
yeah.
and pumpkins into carriages.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's kind of like what we're saying about free will is, what people don't understand, there is consequences to our actions.
Yes, just like with our mother and father on earth.
Yes.
We do something, we mess up, we see consequences.
Exactly.
And we have to learn from those consequences.
Yeah, and it says in the Bible, and you know, we take this as like, okay, if you spare the rod from your child, you hate them. And that's the same way with Jesus, with God. If he takes away the consequences that we choose with our free will, then He hates us. If He doesn't let us go through things, and okay, you're going to choose to get drunk, okay, and dude, you're going to drive, you're going to get a DWI.
Yeah.
That's your consequences, right?
Yes.
And we actively chose to get drunk, get behind the wheel, get pulled over. That's your fault. That's no one else's fault but yours, correct?
Yes.
You know, and like, people are so quick to go through terrible things, and it's due to their consequences, and then be like, oh God, help me. I'm so, like, get me out of the situation, and then continue to do what they need to do.
Yes, and then,
and
he
like,
he delivers that. He's like, okay, something happens, and you just...
It brings you to your
miraculously
knees, you know?
Get set free of that charge.
Yeah.
Even, like, as far as the DUI,
mm-hmm.
like, you pray about it, that's your first one. God, I'll never do it again. Da-da-da-da.
Something
happens.
Thank you, Jesus. Put a Facebook post.
It gets to
all
go
thanks
away.
To God.
Yes.
And you turn around and do it again.
And then you turn around
like,
the next night and you drink and drive, but you're not getting caught.
Get caught. So it's like, thank you, God,
so
for keeping
like,
me
oh,
safe.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank
yes.
you, God.
No. You, yeah, like, is that God keeping you safe? Yes. But
you're
literally are not.
You're not in the active will of God.
Right.
And so you're not going to get the outcome of what God has for you. You're just not, you know?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. It's kind of what we talked about before. If you're, you know, you're baking a cake and you don't use any of the ingredients of a cake, and then you put it in the oven and open the oven and it's not a cake, well, what did you expect? What? Like, I don't understand. If you...
Like cracking open a Coke and getting a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, like, that's not what you bought, babe. That's not what you got. So you have to understand what you're doing and your actions. You're going to reap what you sow, whether that's
yes.
darkness or light. And you can't be angry with God because bad things keep happening to you when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am guilty of this. I understand 100%. So I'm not shaming. I'm whatever. I understand. And I understand that's why I'm so passionate about it, because it's like, golly, stop.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're being hypocritical. You're feeling sorry for yourself for something that you did to yourself. And it's just getting to the point where, like, yes, sometimes we're genuine, like, we're going through we do all these bad things, and it really genuinely does bring us to our knees, but it's also,
right.
it's a wake-up call. There's a difference, and God, and I believe God lets us go through things so it will bring us to our knees in the last, to our last resort, and it's
yes.
at the feet of the Father, you know?
Literally, that
but,
is something, sorry if y'all could hear that burp, I didn't mean to do that, but that's literally something that the Lord has been showing to me, is when we have these issues, it is literally so important to just get on our knees and say, God, I literally have nothing left.
Yes.
I literally can't, like,
because here, when we are weak, it makes you stronger. Me, you know? It does, you know? Like,
and he's just been reminding me the importance of, like, not just worship, but forms of worship, mm-hmm. like getting on my knees and just worshiping him because he is King of Kings, glory mm-hmm. of glory, all the things, King of Glory, whatever, you know?
All of them things.
All of the things.
He's everything.
He is the thing, I mean, honestly. So, for us, when we get on our knees, and I don't want to talk a lot about this either, because I do want to do an episode one day, but we get on our knees, and if we don't have an altar, we build one in our hearts, like the Bible says. It mm-hmm. says, if there's not one with us, we can build one in our hearts. And we build our altar in our heart, and we just sacrifice our flesh on that altar. Yeah. He's literally sitting there with us, sobbing with us, mm-hmm. crying with us. That makes me want to cry right now. That he literally weeps with us.
Yes.
And he is, it's just so crazy because the God who created the universe is literally so in love with us.
Yes. And he just wants
He wants, he just wants. Us. I mean, I think the Lord understands, like, we have to work. You know, he wants
but
that.
At the same time, also, it's like, he deserves it. I don't care. He deserves the time. And I've talked to a friend about this, and it's like, you know, I'm a mom, and I'm busy. Sometimes I work at the school, and when I'm not working, it's because I have full days, you know. And I'm not going to say that sometimes I don't miss my time. Like, I don't miss reading. Like, sometimes I don't read my Bible. And God has really been like, okay, out of your busy day, though, that shouldn't be what you that you give up, because this should be your lifeline, you know? And I, even me personally, like, I know I feel a difference in my body, my mind, and my soul, and my attitude if I don't read my Bible.
Yes. Like, I'm because serious. Because I ain't even gonna lie, but the first, week of, like, I kind of was feeling like some things were happening spiritually. Mm-hmm. I kind of was like, Lord, I do not want to. Well, actually, you know what? Let me just not even beat around the bush. Let me tell you what actually happened. I had been praying for something, and the Lord told me he was going to give it to me, but it wasn't going to come without a fight. Mm-hmm. And I stopped praying about it. I was telling your mom about this yesterday, mm-hmm. because the Lord did set what the Lord had to say. I didn't want to hear. Yeah. I didn't want to fight. I was mm-hmm. tired of fighting. And so I quit praying about it, and then he did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, dude, what's going on? But honestly, here we are these weeks later, and it's like, I can't imagine. Yeah, you know what? I had to look at depression and say
no.
The spirit of depression, say no. Get away. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And rebuke the spirit of opposition. No.
Yeah.
I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Rebuke the chains that had fallen over my head. Mm-hmm. And then someone actually at service on Sunday saw those chains. We prayed for them. And then I had a dream that night. Very and all in the dream, I could hear the chain links breaking. Yeah. And it wasn't just chains falling off. And that mate was so powerful to me, because the Lord doesn't just take chains off of us.
Mm-hmm, and let it
he
know.
Breaks them at the link.
Yeah.
By a word of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy to me.
Yeah. And on...
Whoa.
Go, Jesus. On that note about looking depression in the face and saying no, that kind of goes back on what we were talking about earlier. It is the work. And, you know, me and you, yes, I believe that God set us free of anxiety and depression and all of these things, but we also had to wake up every single day and say, no, I'm not going to partner with this. Because I'm not going to lie, there's still days that sometimes I feel super anxious, and the intrusive thoughts that I have, I'm going to be real, and I'm going to say trigger warning, but I'll lay in my bed and I'll have those dreams again of River dying, or me holding my dead baby, or me waking up and my husband and my son are literally slaughtered in my bed. It's bad intrusive thoughts, and I know it's the demons literally tormenting me, but I will sit there and say, no, you're not going to do that. I know what this is, and I recognize it, and I'm not partnering with it. And that's the difference, because I know a lot of people who say, but I've prayed about my anxiety. I've prayed about my depression, and it's not working. Okay.
Are you praying about it?
Exactly, because I full-heartedly believe, okay,
I believe that
I feel anxious, but I'm
going to
say, I might feel anxious, but I'm going to say no. And you're going to, walk it out. Just keep walking it out. Even if you don't feel it in that moment, keep walking it out, and God's going to continue.
Even when the things
takes
that
work.
Everything feels like it's going wrong.
Yeah.
I promise you, the last 3 weeks, everything in my life went wrong, and it has. But that's okay, because here I am. I'm smiling. I'm happy. Mind you, yes, there was a point where it wasn't the fact that I was giving in to whatever I was fighting,
Yeah.
whatever spirit or demonic
Yeah.
beings that I was fighting. It was the fact that I was tired. But then the Lord came and He
And
instilled
gave
His
strength.
joy in
Yeah.
me and the people around us. And I mean, literally Sunday night,
And
and
it,
a kiss
yeah.
from heaven came, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what me and your mom were
Yeah.
talking about a lot yesterday.
And it talks about in the Bible, you know, rest in, you know, come to Him and He'll give us rest. And I feel like
Yes.
that's a lot that people are missing, and even me. Like, I get so busy with just life, and I feel so tired, and I just don't know kind of what to do other than just go to sleep, you
Yeah.
know? And I'm exhausted all the time. But God, it's not even just like the physical rest. It's the mental load, and just a
Yes.
supernatural, a spiritual rest, you know? God doesn't want us to feel heavy all the time, you
Yeah.
know? And when we do have to fight through the spiritual warfare, He wants us to fight with Him, you know?
Yep.
And he when we are weak, He is strong, you know? And it's not that God's like, okay, I'm gonna throw you to wolves now, you have to do the spiritual warfare by yourself. No, that's not how it is.
No.
He is
No.
there constantly, and it's just, are we with Him?
Romans 8, I know Cammie's read this before, like at our first young adult thing with Spring of Life. She read it, but Romans 8:15, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by
Love
which we
it.
joyfully cry, Abba, Father. We were not given this. Yes, this scripture specifically says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading again to fear. When this scripture says that, it's saying, because we are slaves of the Lord. We
Yeah.
are, you know, we are below Him. We are the slaves of the Lord, but not in fear. But
Like
we also
servants,
cannot
but
become slaves
to the world.
of fear in
Yeah.
general. You
Yeah.
know, like we can look it in the face. You can look the spirit of fear and say, no,
Yeah.
because my Father says that I possess the spirit of
And
adoption,
that
not the
goes into our
spirit.
authority
Yes,
episode, because that will go a lot on how to know that you possess that and what the Lord has given us, because He literally says that He gave us the keys, you know, the keys. And I also want to read Romans 12:2, unless you wanted to read something real quick.
I did want to,
Yes,
if you
go ahead.
go on Romans 8:23, wait, hold on, I don't think it like updated. Yeah, it did. Sorry. It is Romans 8:23, and it says, I like it in the Common English Bible,
I love
and
that.
but it says, and it's not only the creation, we ourselves who have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest, also groan inside as we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We no longer have to wait to be adopted. We are
Already,
adopted.
yeah, we were born into
We
that,
were
you
born
know?
into it. We ourselves have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest.
Yeah.
We've already
It wasn't
had we've
something
the
that we
harvest has
had
been
to
collected.
earn, or,
The Spirit dwells in us.
yeah.
Jesus dwells in
If
us.
you partner with
So
it, that's
if
what,
you partner with
yeah.
it, I hit this
And
mic
do
every
the
week.
work. Same. I'm over here like
We
every
were, and then
day.
it goes on, we were saved in hope. If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. What who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. Let's hope for what we don't see. Let's hope for the rapture. We don't see it. I've never in my life
Yeah.
thought I would say that, to
Yeah.
hope for the rapture.
Same.
I'm
I'm
ready for
still
Jesus to come back.
working on it.
I'm
It'd be
ready for
scary
Jesus to
sometimes.
come back.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of hell
Yeah.
because I know that
That's not where you're
the
going.
Lord has saved me.
Yeah.
He saved me. Yes, are there days that I kind of fall short? But you know what? He's such a grace, like we talked about last week. He's such a graceful God.
Yeah.
He gives us the most grace that he feasts. Heaven rejoices. All of heaven
Yeah.
rejoices when we come to him and ask
Yeah.
forgiveness. Even if you ask for forgiveness 4 times a week
Yeah.
because you might have said a bad word.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. It's just we have to hope and like it says, we are saved in hope.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
anyway, go ahead.
So this is Romans 12:2. It says, "Don't be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature." So to me, you
What
know,
scripture was that again?
Romans 12:2.
Romans 12,
I
2.
what really stuck out to me was, you know, it says don't conform to the patterns of the world, and what that means is, you know, don't do what the world is doing, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you could think, okay, well, what's the renewing of your mind? And that, and we do that by being in our secret place with Jesus daily.
Yes.
Constantly. And, you know, we could have talked about this. I don't remember what episode it was. It was that as a Christian, I don't think that there's ever like the, oh, I'm the top notch.
Yes.
No, you're constantly growing because you're constantly getting in that secret place with Jesus and constantly, you know,
just
okay.
Like me and your mom were talking about
soaking
yesterday. It's
him.
A part of our testimony.
Yeah.
And the day that our testimony is over, we're over.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, even if you're in heaven, you're not dead.
You're not, yeah. You're
so
still living.
You're still living. You're
that's
living
still,
a,
that's
a life
a living
beyond.
Testimony up there. That's probably the best.
Yes. You know? And so, basically, if your testimony is over, you're a dead man walking.
Yeah.
Because
you never want to
stop
growing.
Living.
You never want to stop learning about the new things.
And, you know,
that
honestly,
God
though, if
you.
Reading that scripture, it's so crazy because we really, you know, like when it referenced in our testimonies, mm-hmm. we really were enough. We were just patterns of the world.
Yeah.
But then Jesus came and he renewed our minds. You
and,
know?
Yeah. And it says so that you can figure out what the will of God is, you know, and I love that because when I first became, you know, born again, I had to figure that out. And that was in work. And
mm-hmm.
that was in reading my Bible and learning who God was and learning how to renew my mind, you know. And I don't think that some people, I mean, you can be prophesied over like you were, but you still had to learn how
yes.
to get to that will of God.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that I mean, my mom has told me before I was set free from anxiety and depression. She told me, you know, she was like, okay, girls, like when we started Spring of Life, she was like, okay, y'all need to be ready to sing, be on
right.
the praise team. And I was like, I'm too screwed up to be on any platform that has anything to do with Jesus. Like, I am ate up with anxiety and depression. Ain't nobody want to hear me sing. And she was like, she literally said, your voice and your anointing and your story and your testimony is going to break chains. And at that time, I was like, huh? Because I didn't understand the will of the Father because I was patterns of the world. And once I began and got reborn, I had to, you know, figure out how to step in that perfect will, his perfect will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is constant communion with him and just being in that secret place and just learning him and knowing him. And I still don't know him as better as much as the next person, you know. Like my mom has been a Christian for as long as I can remember, so she probably knows more than me, but and she's still learning. And I constantly have to learn him, and that's in reading my Bible and just being alone with him, you know?
Yeah. This is kind of off topic, but...
Have we been on topic at all?
I don't know if we actually have a topic.
I think this has been really good, though.
But it's Romans 12:11, and I had just scrolled down a little bit and was reading, but this stood out to me. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. And enthusiastic means having or showing intense and eager enjoyment or interest
mm-hmm.
or approval, excuse me. And when I think about being on fire in the Spirit as we serve the Lord, what are we serving the Lord for? You know, like
mm-hmm.
what are these... What are they?
How do we serve?
Yeah, how do we serve? And that's, you know, something that that's actually what I was praying for when the
mm-hmm.
Lord said, it's going to be revealed, but you're going to have to, there's going to be a fight for it, you know? He was like, because this just doesn't come easy.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't what I wanted to hear. I was like, can't you just, like, give me something? He was like, I've already given you everything.
Yeah.
He was like, everything dwells in you,
mm-hmm.
but
you have to
fight.
The work.
And I had to let the Lord into some places. I had to let faith hit some of my dark places that I had not yet. And
mm-hmm.
I think your mom was showing me a video yesterday that actually said that, you know, my faith had not hit my dark places. She shared it on her Facebook. It's a video,
mm-hmm.
but, he said that faith, you haven't yet let your faith touch your dark places yet. And I was like, well, dude, why are you gonna just say my name?
Yeah.
Just say my name. But when we start letting, you know, because I think as we were first saved, you know, yeah, like there was a fire lit
yes.
in our spirit. We're like,
we
yes,
love you.
Yes,
I've
yes.
given you everything.
We
you know?
Have these people like checking on us, but then the Lord's like, okay, you know, community is great. Community is
yeah,
this,
but
this,
what
and
about
that.
When
but
you're
also,
in your
when you're alone.
What
kind exactly. of things are you feeding praying? Into? Are also, you partnering with depression and yeah. anxiety? Are you partnering with unforgiveness?
That yes. is a big thing for me, and like it's a process, and it's something that God is constantly like. Every time I do something out of unforgiveness, He's like, "How many times?"
I think the hardest part for me is forgiving myself.
Really?
Forgiving.
I know.
My
I have a friend
self.
Who is the same way, and like she is such a forgiving person to others, but to herself, it's like. Ugh, if she mm-hmm. was a person, she'd spit, like, if she could spit on her, like, herself in the face,
if
she
I could
would,
throw stones at myself, yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
and, like I'm like, you show so much grace to others if you could only see how Jesus sees you.
Yes.
If you could only see. It's insane how little grace that we'll give ourselves,
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But we're so willing to give everybody else the grace, but we can't even give ourselves the grace,
Yeah.
Which it's still important. Forgiveness is important all around.
Very,
you know?
Very, very important.
But we do have to forgive ourselves because...
I mean, I feel like, God talks about forgiveness a lot. And I don't think that that is aside from forgiving us. I think that is right along with it. Forgiveness is forgiveness, period. No matter... It still has the same roots, and that's bitterness, whether it's for yourself or for others, It's still the same roots.
And then it goes on in verse 12 to say, be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourselves to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home. What we were talking about.
I was literally just about to read that. I love that. Be happy in your hope and stand your ground when you're in trouble. That's what you have to do. Like, learn how to fight. And that's what we're kind of talking about.
And that's part of growing with the Lord is He's not just going to, like you just said, throw us to the wolves into this war, this spiritual war.
See you when you get back. Like, what?
See you down the road, darling. Yeah. Come back
if
you can.
What's on elves when Buddy the elf is leaving? It's like, hope you find your dad. That's just what that reminded me of. Anyways, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Whatever.
But no, it's not. He's not doing that. He's like, he's walking through it with you. He's fighting
there,
with
you,
and he doesn't have to. How often, I think about it. Like kings and stuff don't tend to fight with their armies.
No, they stay on the throne.
No, they sit up there in their castles and palaces, and they don't. No, he literally descends off the throne and gets on the battlefield with us. That's crazy.
It really is, because he's the best. Like, what?
And literally, number one, he's untouchable. Like, there's nothing that could ever come against him. Like,
we have the best dude ever.
Like, he just breathes and
things just
crumble
and tremble.
It's
and it's like, what? And the thing is, what's even crazier is that he loved us so much, so he gave us that power and authority, too.
Yes, through his son that he allowed to die on the cross.
Like, what?
That he, it's, what?
What the heck? And also, what is that? It's in Ephesians, I know that. I don't know why, but talking about fighting and stuff just made
Ephesians
me think
6.
Of, yes, made
it's
me think
Ephesians
of the armor. And we've all heard this, the little booster band
but
song.
Like we've talked about, have we heard it?
Yeah, have we actually, in our knowers, in our souls, truly.
Where is Ephesians?
Having a hard time finding it. Okay, put on the armor. Okay. And honestly, actually, I went to, before I got baptized and all of that, I went to a Christian therapist who gave me the scripture, and I wrote it down, put it on a mirror, and I woke up every single morning and read this over myself.
I have a full in-depth study of Ephesians, because it's supposed to be I've heard it's one of the hardest books in the Bible to understand.
Yes, it is. And I can agree with that because I tried to read it, or I did, and I had to read it again. I did. And the first time I had nothing highlighted because I was like, huh? What are you talking about? And so I just reread it and I was like, oh, okay. Understand. So where is it at? Ephesians 6? I think it starts in 10.
Yeah, it starts Ephesians 6:10.
Where is it? I can't find it. Oh, okay. Right here. I found it.
Oh. Are you reading out of Amplified or
no? You want to read it out of Amplified? Go ahead.
It says, in conclusion, and this is Ephesians 6:10.
Yes.
In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from Him and be empowered through your union with Him. And in the power of His boundless might, put on the full armor of God, for His precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier. so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil.
Wow.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground. Having tightened the wide band of truth
around your waist,
and having put on the breastplate of righteousness,
And
having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific request at all times, on every occasion and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding and prayer for all God's people. I'm going to stop there because...
Yeah. And so...
I love that part where it says, with all prayer and petition, pray.
Yeah.
With specific request, because this is the Amplified version, so it goes, with specific request at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit... And with this in view, stay alert in all perseverance and petition, and interceding in prayer for all God's people.
I love that.
I
feel like...
prayer is our strongest weapon. Yes. The Bible prayer, it's our strongest weapon. Because as we're reading the Bible, we learn to pray. We learn to...
Yes.
We grow, and we learn to pray in the Spirit and all these things.
And let the Holy Spirit flow through us through our prayers.
Let us feel the Holy Spirit, you know?
And I feel like, you know... forgot what I was gonna say, actually. Yeah. No, I hate when that happens. It makes me so mad. What was I gonna say? This, it really, you know, as a baby Christian myself, it helped me a lot in that time when it's like, okay, well, like, you're sitting here telling me to fight and like to do all of this, but I don't know how. That, it tells us that's what we do. And it, even if we don't understand it yet, just repeat it over yourself every single day. And God's going to reveal what the belt of truth is, what the breastplates of justice is, or what the shoes, you know, a peace and all those things. He's going to reveal what truly is.
My thing is, it's like with the baby Christian and stuff, is it's basically the Lord's not going to, we don't throw babies into war.
Yeah.
The Lord's not going to throw a baby into war. But when he thinks that you've reached a certain amount of spiritual maturity and you can... He's like, okay. He's like, I know you can handle this. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy, but you're going to come out even more wise and more righteous.
And that
on
doesn't
the other
mean
side.
He left us.
More,
you know?
Revelation is just going to continue to be unfolded into our spirits. And that is amazing to me. Yeah. And that is literally what I was just telling Brandy the other day, is like, that's what I'm clinging on to. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, honestly, I'll say the last 3 days have been so much rest spiritually for me. Mm-hmm. Like, even in my prayer time, it's like no longer just like feel like it's a battle. It's like peace has come over the land.
Yeah.
And in my dream, the night after she saw the chains and I heard the links, it was a field of like dust kicked up and smoke and everything. Mm-hmm. And I had a dream again last night, and it was all starting to settle. And so I do believe that the battle is beginning to
calm.
May not be over. This may be a calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Because I don't put nothing past the Lord. But I'm dwelling in that peace.
Yeah.
Because when he gives me peace, I want to soak in it. I want to rest up in that.
Yes. And and when he gives us peace, you know, at this point he's fighting for you right now.
Yes.
You know? And that is something to dwell in, you know.
Yes.
And just be thankful for that. And
so, but that's what I'm holding on to, is the outpour of revelation that could come out of this, the closer I'm going to get to God by letting my faith touch these dark areas in my spirit that I haven't ever let it, you know.
And
it's hard, I'm telling you, because it's things that I never wanted to God has brought things back up to me that I never thought I would have to think again.
Or like,
that I had actually completely, in the natural, completely disassociated with, because I was like, that was too much. Yeah. But exactly. You know what? I'm strong now.
Yes.
I'm not weak. I'm strong, you know?
I can totally agree with that. Oh, I wanted to add one last thing. Probably, maybe not. Who knows? that I wanted to add. But it talked about, you know, praying in every season. And I feel like that is a something that we tend to forget. In the good times, we need to pray. It's yes. not just the times when we're crawling yes. on our hands and knees and we've done everything that we wanted to do. And so now we're going to let God handle it since it didn't work our way. You yeah. know, now we're going to pray and now we're going to get in the secret place with the Father because everything's so
and
bad.
And we can't just
or everything's
pray
so good,
in front
you know?
Of our brothers and sisters on church at church
yeah.
on Sundays. You
and
know?
This is, should be it, our daily language.
Yes.
You know? And I'm
yes.
even learning of how
and
to pray.
And we should
you know?
Be going... Me and your mom were talking about this earlier, and like I said, I don't want to talk too much about it because mm-hmm. I want to do an episode, but we go to the altar, even when things are good, still go to the altar because it's not just a place for sacrifice and
yes.
and stuff. It's also a place for thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Like,
I
thank
love
you,
that.
God,
for
blessing
many...
me with the strength mm. to get yeah. through this battle, you know, and that has literally been my prayer for 2 or 3 days. Is it's all I can really say is like, Father, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were with me and that I felt you the entire time. Yes, I became tired, and yes, but as soon as I became tired, you just whooshed in and mm-hmm. gave me this kiss of fresh
yeah.
energy in
you
my
know,
spirit, you know?
I think when I think about the altar, I think about it being at the feet of Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's that song called The Altar, and it tells you there's no waste at the altar.
I
and
cry
that's
every time I listen to that song,
me too,
so I don't
and I'm
listen
like,
to it.
But, you know, that's everything. There's no waste or anything. The good, the bad, the ugly, there's no waste. He wants it all.
But
and that can,
he wants it all, but you also, we have
to give that,
all to
yes.
him.
And
you know, like,
I
he
feel
doesn't,
like,
it's not right for us to just say, okay, God, I only need you when things kind of
suck,
you know?
Yeah.
No,
or
I
even
need
when
you.
Things, well, I'll praise you when things are good. You
yes,
know?
Like, because it's because you,
because
but
thank
when things
you, Jesus,
get dark,
for giving me this job, tripping on the pole, like,
yeah.
no, that ain't it. That ain't it. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that too, we can't just praise him in the good, and then
yeah.
when things get hard, it's like, God, why did
you
do
this
to me?
To me?
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guilty. I've been guilty of that
yeah.
in my life before.
I mean, I
straight up
have.
Say it,
yeah.
you know? But I've also learned that whenever I am praising him in the good, whenever I'm interceding with him in my, not only in church on Sundays, but in my private time with him, and it's, there's just this, it's literally feels like the Lord is just wrapping
God,
his
yeah,
hands
I love
around
that.
You. I literally was praying the other night before bed because one thing in this little spiritual warfare is I'm praying for 2 hours a day, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening mm-hmm. before bed.
Yeah.
And literally the last 2 or 3 days in this, where all I can say is thank you, God. It's literally just I feel like my spirit is just like being cradled right now. Yes.
Like a
groom carrying a bride
yeah.
through the threshold
yeah.
of their home, you know?
Yeah. Every time I've imagined, like, just Jesus holding me, it's always like, this seems so weird, I guess. I don't know. I think it's beautiful. Just me as a little girl,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus is, like, or God's sitting on the throne, and he, like, you know how you pick up, when you're sitting in a chair, and you pick up a kid, and you just, like, they just melt into you.
Mm-hmm.
I've just always pictured that. Me as a little girl, and he's, like, you know, my dad's just
yes.
picking me up, and I'm just like, oh, finally. Like, oh, I
yeah.
just love you, or thank you, Jesus, I can go to sleep now. Like, you
mm-hmm.
know, I just always feel like that, and I'm like, I can cry. I love
yeah.
that. I just love him. He's such a good dad.
So, guys, one thing I did want to, like, say is we always talk big on this, and it is important, but God is not going to just... He's not a magic person.
Yeah.
He's not just the wave of a wand and gonna turn pumpkins into a carriage, you know.
Yeah.
But he's also not gonna deprive you. He's not gonna make you feel miserable, and that's something I'm pretty sure we say every episode because that is so important to realize.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being deprived, it's not God.
Yeah.
If you're well.
Well, it depends
he
on
he might
what,
deprive you
of something that's worldly.
Something that's worldly, but also just like. Like what your dad was talking about Sunday night when he was giving his testimony.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I can say my testimony with vaping, you know, is You know, in the beginning, yeah, at first I was like, okay, I want to quit. I want to quit. But then I was so stressed out about it that I didn't. And
Yeah.
then, so I got some guidance on it. And then Dean told me to just, you know what? Don't worry about quitting because the Lord will take it from you whenever He's
Yes.
ready.
Yeah.
He's like, because we come from so much that He's not just going to be like, okay, your life's changed forever,
Yeah,
bippity
boopity
boppity, you
boo.
know?
Yeah.
That's not how God
And
works. And
sometimes some
so,
people can just
but
lay
when
those
God
things
jerks
down,
it
you
out of my,
know?
when God jerked
Yeah.
it out of my hand, it was like, oh my gosh, like He jerked it out of my hand and like a craving is gone, you
Yes.
know?
Yes.
And like your dad was saying, if you're struggling with something like that, what did your dad say? I'm
Do
gonna let you
not
share
bow
that.
to any other
I will
god,
not bow to any
yeah,
other God but
but
my
my
God. So if
God.
you're
And
struggling
he
with
repeats
something,
that over and
yes,
over again
He
whenever he feels
does.
a craving or just something worldly that isn't of God or that he's trying to let go. You
Yeah.
know, I will not bow to any other god, whether that be anxiety, depression, unforgiveness, bitterness,
Addiction.
hatred, addiction, whatever that may be. Just stand firm, you know, stand
And when
firm.
he does, when we do that, y'all, that is literally, that's operating in our authority. The
Yes.
inheritance that the Lord has given us, the authority of Jesus by the blood of Jesus that the Lord has given us. When we say, I will not bow down to any other God but my
Yes.
God, we're operating in our authority. And it's that really that simple and that easy. Those
Yeah.
words coming in out into the world also go out into the spirit realm, into the supernatural. Because what happens here in the natural happens in the
Yeah, what will
supernatural.
be loosed on earth will be
You
loosed
know?
in heaven, yep.
There's a show that I remember watching some years ago, and I don't remember what it's called, but there's obviously like the universe
Yeah.
as we would see it, but there's like an alternate universe, and everything that happens in this one literally affects how things happen in this one. So it kind of does like for this show, it's more so like a decision, say, hey, you want to go get lunch? I tell you yes.
I think I know what you're
They
talking
say
about.
yes in this one, but they say no in this
No,
one, and
and
then it
it's
all
like
plays out like in both ways.
in both.
I
I know
just
what you're
kind of
talking about.
see, obviously no, like that's not what's actually happening in the natural versus the supernatural, but it just gives me that's kind of what I think of
Yeah.
whenever I think of how that works, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, what we say yes to here, what we partner with verbally here affects what happens spiritually in the supernatural, you
Yes.
know? So, and we've
Yeah.
talked about that a lot in pretty much every episode.
Yeah.
We're very supernatural people.
Yeah. Well, it's so important, you know, everything's
Yes.
spiritual. So,
Yes.
yeah.
So, yeah. Do you have anything else?
No, but as always, we want to say before we close this episode down is that, you know, if you need to talk or want prayer or just guidance or you have more information to tell us, because we're always learning too. We have
If
Facebook
we can pray for you,
numbers, yeah.
that is one thing that we do a lot when you have something like this. You
Yeah.
have to, we pray so much and we just want to pray for y'all. We do pray for y'all. We
Yeah.
do pray for our listeners. But if there's any one thing that we can highlight,
Yeah.
we want to do that, you
Yeah.
know? So message us, reach out to us. We can grab coffee. I
Yeah.
do love coffee.
Yeah.
But yeah. All righty. We will see y'all next
Bye.
week. Again, we don't know what we're talking about. So see you next week. Bye.
Glory to the Lord.